The legislation would create a climate equity trust fund to set utility rates for low-income households. State Senator John Laird, a Democrat from Santa Cruz, co-authored the bill. He said SB 1020 would give greater accountability to California's energy sector climate commitments, and for the first time, place ratepayer affordability at the center of the state's climate policy.
Basically, the state's committed to achieve a 60% renewable energy portfolio by 2030. This would also have the rest of the target, the 40%, that would deal with a 90% in 2035, 95% of 2040, so it jumpstarts our goals.
The Climate Equity Trust Fund would essentially control the cost that low-income Californians would pay for utilities. SB 1020 received broad support from environmental and renewable energy groups, including the Clean Power Campaign and Environmental California. Still, other environmental justice advocates voiced their opposition, explaining that the bill includes methane from dairy digesters as a renewable energy resource, even while frontline communities are disproportionately impacted by methane pollution from dairy farms. Here's Jay Jordan from the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability.
Our concerns are grounded in the experiences of residents in the San Joaquin Valley, where massive dairies and manure lagoons are concentrated. Energy produced from dairy methane is the product of these industrial dairies, which contaminate the air and water of low-income communities and communities of color. Wet manure leaches into groundwater, contaminating drinking water sources. Digested manure applied to land following digestion contains the same amount of nitrate as manure pre-digestion. This does not solve groundwater contamination issues. Large industrial dairies produce significant air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. In addition, communities near these dairies viscerally experience the foul odors and flies that impact quality of life in their homes and in their neighborhoods.
The validity of dairy digester gas as a clean source of energy has become a topic of debate among environmental advocates and farmers in recent years. Michael Bocadoro represents the Agricultural Energy Consumers Association.
I've been working in this space for 30 years. If turning cow into renewable natural gas for use in heavy-duty trucks, hydrogen for use at the ports to clean our air is in some way not renewable, I don't know what the definition means. To exclude it is a joke.
Though SB 1020 passed overwhelmingly, lawmakers also expressed concern about how the Climate Equity Trust would be funded, especially during lean budget years. Senator Laird cited a rough estimate under $5 billion, but the proposed amount has yet to be finalized. I'm Sarah Holtz for KPFA News.